You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Apparently, it's now time to consider this analysis on men behaving badly abroad. And only commentator Brian Onunain would have the, let's just say, guts to dish on such a touch-and-go subject stateside.
And a very good morning to you all. Okay, so picture this. We're on holidays together, you and me. Let's assume that you're a male and we're having a men behaving badly holiday. We've got lots of golf, lots of fermented beverages, and lots of adolescent pranks. We're having a ball. Speaking of which, let's just say, for the sake of it, did I mention, by the way, that we're in Italy? Okay, now we're in Italy and it's time for our daily round of golf. And I have the balls. You don't have the balls. I have the balls. So I tell you this by way of, you know, just giving you an update as to the whereabouts of the balls. So before we start to play, I say to you, you don't have the balls. Plain and simple, you don't have the balls. Now remember, we are in Italy. Guess what? You can have me arrested. I'm serious. You can have me and my balls lifted right there and then. Why? Well, apparently, I have insulted you. And it's not what you think. It's not that I have brought your virility into question. No, I'm referring here now directly to the details of the course, what I read about in, where else, The Guardian, best bloody paper in the world, after the Irish Times, of course. Anyway, your man, the judge, determines that you don't have the balls, implied a lack of determination or competence and consistency. And this case was actually brought by a lawyer against his cousin. His cousin was a judge. And apparently in the middle of a courtroom debate, the judge says to his cousin, you don't possess the attributi. Attributi is the Italian for... According to the offended lawyer, now, if, for example, he had loaned his balls to the judge and the judge was being too harsh while playing with them, he could have cautioned the learned judge by saying, don't break my balls. This apparently is fine, totally acceptable, whereas you don't possess the attributi. Well, now you've crossed the line and now you're calling the existence of reproductive organs into question and now you are saying that I am worth less than other men. And of course, for an Italian, there's only one thing worse than calling his into question. And that would be where you tell him that not only is his shirt not ironed properly, but that his mother's pasta tastes like it came out of a tin can. Never, never, ever level either one of these accusations against an Italian male unless you're standing at a very safe distance and you have your own attributi well protected. Speaking of which, if you are protecting them with your hand, well, you can be arrested in Italy for doing that too. What is it with the Italians and the three-piece suite? If you've ever been to Italy, right, and say there's a hearse going by with a body in it, or somebody's talking about some grave illness or a disaster that befell somebody, well, apparently Italian men at this point grab the groin in order to ward off bad luck. I swear, I'm not making this up. It's their version of fingers crossed. But now, an Italian court has upheld that this is uncouth, uncivilised, and must not be performed in public. But it can be done so within the privacy of your own home. You're supposed to wait until you get home, and then you can squeeze the peas as you please. 'Tis a queer old world we live in all the same, huh? Arrivederci!
That was commentator Brian Onunain, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunain every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.